Hello and welcome to the show. Man, we got a caller already. God, you're listening to Living Clean and Sober with Johnny Rags and my co-host Ken McDonald.
Yo, what's
coming
going
to
on
you live
there,
from
yo.
What's happening? City of Angels, the studio. If you want to listen, the link is www.coaradio.com to call in, which somebody was trying to do already. 609-241-7103. Welcome back.
Yeah, glad to be here, John. You know, nice weekend, and, you know, it's always good to be able to come here and share a part of my life. Let's see that. That's somebody looking for help, man. Let's answer that phone. Oh, they changed their mind. Jeez, yeah. That's a surprise.
Yeah, there's a real surprise. Is that online now? I forgot to mention, we have our more than capable engineer there, Artie.
Yeah, so godsend. Thank you, Art.
Yeah, thank you, my friend. He's doing a wonderful job.
Yes, he is. He's keeping his focus, trying to get us to the next level. Of course, we don't know what the beginning level is.
Right.
I mean, I guess we're here, so that's a place where
that's
we're
starting.
Yeah. You know, right. So, you know, we just kind of just keep putting one foot in front of the other. But you know what? I'm glad to be home. I mean, I had a really heartfelt weekend, and, you know, I know it was a holiday and all that, but it's, it's probably going to voicemail or whatever, but, you know, just the decisions that I've been able to make as a result of surrendering to this process.
City of Angels, you're on the air.
Ken, is Ken McDonald in tonight?
Yes, he is.
Hi, how are you?
Ken, this is John Y.
Hey, how you doing, John?
I'm doing fine. Clean and sober. It's great to see you on the air and a picture of you living clean and sober.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. It's the only way to go, you know. My way hasn't worked, John, for a long time.
Well, brother, I'm just Florida. I dialed this phone until I was just going to dial until my fingers fell off.
Oh, okay.
Just to pass the message that it does work and we're living proof of it.
Right. How you been, John? I know it's been quite a few years. I was trying to... Now I know who you are. It took me a minute, John. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I got through with your brother. It was great to see your brother's back.
Right. Yeah, I know. He told me yesterday when I was at the airport. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I told him I had been...
You know how God works, you know?
I do, John. I do. And, yeah, I mean, we're here. You know, Johnny's a big part of my life and my heart. And, you know, we just felt like we were led here to kind of do this show every Monday and talk to people about hope, you know, hold on, pain ends, right? You know, I mean, we know a whole lot about letting things go and, you know, not giving a rat's ass about anything or anyone, and now we're at this point where, you know what, if you call this phone, the City of Angels is a great organization. They really want to help people from the bottom of their hearts. So we're actually honored to be here. And make sure you give my brother your phone number so that I can call you, you know, when I'm not on the air.
Well, I'll tell you what, brother. It's a pleasure to talk openly about recovery on a live broadcast that, you know, our stories are so much similar. And, you know, the most important thing is that when you live in it, life is so great. And it does give you a lot of hope.
Yeah. Johnny and I were in the Boy Scouts together, so I'm going back. What, 43 years, John?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
You know, and we're alive.
Mm-hmm.
And well.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, the miracle continues, right?
It's a, you know what, I was like, to be honest with you, I was crying when I seen your picture, man. You know what I mean? You know, and it's the real feeling of being in recovery and seeing somebody right. making it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm so glad that you're making it, you're doing your thing here, because you definitely have a calling to help people, and you got a lot to give, man.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's when we started this, I said to Johnny that it's about fulfilling a prophecy, right? Why else should I still be here? I mean, ever since I was a teenager, I thought I wouldn't see 25. You know what I mean? And here I am, 57.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? And I don't have a problem saying that anymore, you know what I mean? Because I'm aging, but, you know... There's just a lot of knowledge and a lot of do's and don'ts, but the bottom line is I show up for life every day, Johnny.
Amen, man. You know, but I definitely will get my number to your brother, because I know there's other callers getting through, and, you know, I don't want to reminisce about our past, but, you know.
I hear you.
Keep doing what you're doing, man. I love you, brother.
All right,
John,
thanks
for calling.
All right, bro. I'll talk to you.
Give your partner there a hug too.
I will. Right. I will for
I'm
sure.
Thanks,
man.
Thank
I'll talk
you.
To you, bro. All right. All right.
Whew. What a way to start out.
What a history. What a history. No, it's great, man. It's like all the. You remember, I talk about life turning full circle, man. For me, it's like unbelievable.
I love what he said about it. He was gonna keep dialing. That's the
well, remember
age.
I told you I couldn't remember. My brother calls me at 7 o'clock right. this morning. He says, is it all right if I give John your number? And I'm like, yeah, no problem. I mean, Johnny and I were connected as kids. And,
nice.
You know, he's been clean 20-some years. And,
beautiful.
You know, carries the message in a lot of different ways. He's involved with, you know, some bigger institutions. And, you know... I thought about him this week when I was down in Georgia celebrating and spending time with my family. Fireworks became legal in Georgia. And I'm not a fireworks guy, but what I was thinking about, the things I did with John when we were in the Boy Scouts, like we were devilish, you know what I mean? Like we had that side that, you know, I guess it was addiction brewing, you know, at 13 and 14. You really
I was
don't
cooking
say
up.
It. Yeah, it was heating up big time, bro. You know?
Eating up for the show. You know what that's like.
I hear you, man. I hear you. So, but anyway, Drew, man, thanks for coming, man.
Welcome
stepping
to the
up
show.
To the plate.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm used to having your baseball uniform on. But,
yeah.
You know, you're a regular guy like us, right?
I definitely am. Being able to play for City of Angels, it's a privilege.
That's awesome.
Yes, it is. Did you think you'd play baseball a year ago?
No, I did not.
Okay.
Nope, not at all.
Why don't you tell us why you didn't think that?
In active addiction still. You know, I was out there and the struggle was just so... I was so lost. Like I didn't see a way back to the rooms. You know, I struggled for so long. I struggled for like 2.5 years, in and out. Couldn't find a solution, and I knew where the solution was, but... My pride and ego wouldn't allow me to surrender and walk, you know, walk back into a meeting and get my hand up and say, you know, I'm just coming back and I need help. Like, I couldn't do that.
Right.
Until I was beaten to that point where I finally accepted the help that was given to me and went back to treatment.
Nice.
And that was a little over 4 months ago. Just about 4 months.
Congratulations. Yeah, that's a miracle, eh, Johnny?
Yeah, absolutely. Man, are you kidding me? What were you thinking that day when we were out there in the pouring rain and you guys were on the field? Ken and I were at the game that day.
I mean, that was an amazing experience, being able to play at Trenton Thunder. I've been there a couple times this year with my kids and my wife. And, you know, my oldest daughter, who I've affected so much, you know, by my using, she was more excited than I was. She's like, my dad gets to play on a pro field. And... You know, she kept just asking for a ball, and I gave her one, and like that made her day. The smile on her face, seeing me out there playing, and it was just amazing. Like, you know, the best part, like it rained, and like we got to sit in a rain delay, and then we went back on the field, and we pulled out a win, and
Yeah.
It was an amazing experience.
It was a good game. I enjoyed myself. Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, the rain didn't bother me.
No, me either.
You know.
We had shirts.
Yeah, we, you know, of course I went for some cover, but it gave us an opportunity to meet some people and talk to some people.
Absolutely.
That we normally wouldn't talk to.
Right, we'd be watching the game.
Yeah, you know, so we were in position.
It was good to see you guys in the stands. I was like, I seen you just walking down, I'm like, awesome, you know, dude, I get to see these two guys here, and
yeah,
because I haven't seen you guys in a while, and it was good.
Yeah, well, I hadn't seen you guys play up to that point, and I, because Sundays I have my own baseball, so it's hard for me to get to see you guys play, but I promised Kevin that I'd be there.
We appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah. It was a fun time.
It was fun. I enjoyed myself. I used to have season tickets at Trenton Thunder, so I love that stadium. It's,
yeah,
it's,
well, the Yankee Farm Club.
Yeah, I enjoy going there. It's kid friendly, and
yeah,
you know,
it's a good day at the ballpark.
Yes, it is.
It's not real far.
No,
no, not at all.
So, did everybody enjoy their holiday? I know Ken was away for a few days.
Yeah, yeah.
My golf partner was gone for the weekend.
I was golfing in Georgia, 2 hours from Augusta, so I didn't make it down.
Nice.
But I'm going to revisit it. See, I didn't have no hopes and dreams 2 years ago. You know, no. I was looking forward to someone, anyone, to throw dirt on me. I didn't care who it was. You know, that was my mindset. I mean, you know, you talk about, you just talked about it, Drew, you know, the desperation, you know, the inability to even look for any kind of help or, you know, or even try to receive it, you know what I mean? Like, you know, you get down on your luck, but, I mean, I'm real happy for you. You know, I know you have a few kids and, you know, you're back with your family, and those are just some of the miracles that happen once we stay clean. You know, I don't know about anybody else, but my kids weren't looking to talk to me when I was using.
No,
they were like locking the doors, and, you know, I can't tell you, I lost the key so many times in my mother's house, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Lock on the phone, you know, when we were kids, you used to have to.
The rotary phone.
My mom used to put the lock on it. You ain't calling your drug dealers on my phone. That's what she used to say. So she locked the phone, man. You know, so I always needed a quarter to make a phone call. Maybe it was a dime back then.
It was a dime back then.
You know, but, you know, a big part of what we do here is there's just so many ways and there's so many resources. City of Angels, right, Johnny?
Absolutely.
You know, to dial that number. What's that number, Johnny?
609-241-7103.
Yeah.
Dial. We're here waiting. You'll be on the air live. Just give us a call.
Yeah.
Questions for our guests. Questions for any of us.
Right.
Maybe Artie has an answer to some of your questions.
We'll Google something for you.
Yeah. Yeah, Ken's the king of Google.
I like Google, yeah.
City of Angels. www.cityofangelsnj.org to see all the neat stuff we do here. God, I mean, there's a boatload of stuff. Go to that website and you can find your niche to volunteer peer-to-peer around here. So
that rhymed, Johnny. That was good, man.
Peer-to-peer
around here.
Peer-to-peer around here. That's our new,
yeah,
our new
jingle. Like yeah.
So, once again, we have Drew Garfield, who is, what's your position?
Shortstop, outfield
for the City of Angels baseball team, and that day was a special day. Tell us about that day.
That day was a memorial game for one of our teammates that passed away from this disease, and we got to go out there and honor him and his family.
With a win.
Yeah, that was a nice win, too.
You know, it's not about the name on the back of the jersey, but it's the name on the front that we represent. You know, we go out there, we play hard, and we come out with a win.
Love the uniform.
Yeah, that was the best part when I, when I was in rehab 4 months ago, and City of Angels came down for a commitment, and these guys were, you know, dropping hope left and right, and something attracted me to them, and after the meeting, I talked to them, and I was sitting there thinking, I'm like, City of Angels, like I know that name from somewhere, and. you know, back in December when I was still out there using, like, I was looking for somewhere to play baseball, and somehow came across, I typed in on Google, sober baseball teams, and City of Angels came up, and...
Here's that word again, Google.
I reached out, you know, I don't know if I ever hit send on the email or what happened, but it wasn't meant to be then, but a couple months later, you know, City of Angels was right there in front of me, and they came on a Saturday, I got out on a Friday, that following Saturday, I was at batting practice at the Cages, you know, and the rest has been history. You know, it's been an amazing opportunity, you know, to go out there. So when we were there at Trenton Thunder playing, you know, for our teammate that we lost, you know, we played, we left everything out on the field there for him. You know, halfway, later on that day, his mom said something. She's like, I didn't even realize that you had 77 on your face for my eye black. Like, I had 77 written out on my face. Like, I didn't know him, but, you know, he was a teammate, and I was honored to be able to go out there and play for him.
Yeah, I remember last year when that happened. I was, you know, Kevin and I have been friends for a while, since I've been involved with City of Angels. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's been quite a few years now, and I'm really happy about my involvement with this organization.
Yeah,
I can't say
too.
Enough of that.
No, mm-hmm. Not enough.
How about the walk when we went out for the run for recovery? Remember, we were on the radio that day.
Yes, we were. Yeah, I mean, people asked us a few questions, and you know, I was never shy about copping, so I didn't think I'd be shy about asking a question. You know what I mean? I'd be buying dope off of people, you know, that I never met,
right.
Didn't care about. You know, I was just hoping they would take care of it.
That's
take
where you
care.
Got the Jack Nicholson label.
That's it. That's it.
That's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. 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 Well, I don't need any toys anymore, Johnny. You know what I mean? So, you know, we're just doing the walk here, and we just try to live and be this message, because there's hope and salvation here with recovery.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm tired of the day in, day out, full-time job of using.
Mm-hmm.
And hurting my mother's feelings and my kids' feelings day in and day out. So that doesn't happen anymore for me today. And that's all I'm concerned about. And I hope the same thing for you, Drew.
Thank you, Kevin.
You know what I mean? For real. Like, you were telling me your family's young. And, you know, they need an example, bro. You know? I mean, I hate to put that kind of pressure on you, but they need an example. You know what I mean? Like,
gets to a point where enough's enough, man.
How
much more can I put my family through? Because at the end of the day, it's not about me anymore. It's about them. And,
right.
You know, that's the problem. Like, I'm selfish and self-centered to the extreme. And
yeah, we touched on that at dinner.
Yeah.
Did we? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Another one of them conversations.
Yeah. Someone in recovery. Some of that recovery stuff.
Well, I mean, how do you move away from self-centeredness? I mean, is it a simple process? I mean, do you accept it? Do you ignore it?
For me, it's a daily struggle.
Okay.
You know, I need to get in touch, you know, with my sponsor and, you know, with my higher power every day and just ask him to take that away from me. Like, if I think I can run the show, like, obviously I won't be here. I won't be a part of City of Angels. You know, I'll be out back in Kensington doing what I do. And, you know, there's days I fall short. And at the end of the day, you know, I can apologize and make things right before I go to bed. Wasn't
right.
Like that 4 months ago at all. You know, I have been able to take direction today.
Nice.
Big.
Yeah.
Direction.
You know, put one foot in front of the other. You know, I saw something on the... you know, on the Facebook page today about not living in the past, bringing up someone's past over and over, like, you know, that's been happening to me, and I know all the stuff I've done in the past, you know,
mm-hmm.
My past definitely has become my greatest asset today.
Nice.
You know,
it's supposed to.
And I get to learn from it, you know.
No, you know what somebody told me? He says, look, he says, how can you write a new chapter if you keep rereading the old chapter?
That makes sense.
You know, I mean, that just started making sense to me 35 years later. So, I'm one of them slow learners. You know what I mean?
You think?
Absolutely.
Slow learning.
Yeah.
All right.
You know. Either that or I've just been so burnt out. You know what I mean?
Well,
so,
it's maybe a little bit of both.
Yeah, you know. But
my burnout co-host.
Yo, here we go. You know what I mean?
Yeah. We got it.
What's up with that guy? You know what I mean? Well, you know what? I've been there and done that. And I don't have to do it anymore. You know, like you said, I mean, every day, I mean, I ask God for help because I know that this disease is capable of taking me out and making something look good that's bad for me. That's how powerful this is. That's why I keep in touch with people. I come here. I participate in meetings. I try to help new people when they ask. A lot of times, like, I don't know who to help because a lot of people don't ask.
Right.
But there's just that one guy one day, you know, I mean, I've been blessed with some people being put in my life, and, you know, I'm just like, yeah, you give me a call, man, I answer the phone. That's all. There's no conversation. It's my responsibility to answer the phone.
You know what's weird? That most people don't know the power of this disease and don't understand it. So, as a result of that, it's hard to deal with. Families, you know, in particular, is what I'm talking about. You know, families are baffled by what we do. They just shake their heads. You know, my family, you know, I manipulated them into situations.
That
yeah, that's a little stutter on the la 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 la. I didn't do my la 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 la's before I got on the air. I needed some thirsty or something. Anyway. I manipulated them into situations they didn't understand, and they wanted nothing to do with it. So, because of that, they didn't know what was going on. They didn't know I was being affected by a disease that wants me dead.
That's right.
They didn't know that. And a lot of families I talk to today are like, you know, a common theme among most families when something happens is, I should have done a better job. Mm. Why didn't I, you know, all regret stuff. When they're in reality, there's really nothing they could have done.
Right.
You know. And that's sad. You know, I meet people all the time. I just hooked up with this heroin support group or something on Facebook. And, you know, I met a woman who lost her son. They're trying to get the word out, just like we're doing. She called in last week.
Right, Michigan.
Leanne.
Yeah.
And it was really, you know, they're doing a big thing with like 12 bands out there. Remember when we talked last week? She called in. So that's all for the families. You know, we have our own places we can go.
Right.
But you know, to support our children. Cousins and wives and husbands and all that. You know, where do they turn? You know, and I know there's Al-Anon and Nar-Anon, but before even that, you know, we have to be there for these families. You know, so they can understand, you know, a little bit about what's going on. I mean, I've been all over the country to go to places that do family groups, family sessions, whatever you call them. Like Staten Island was a big one for me. I used to go to their town meeting at Star at Sea. And Alicia, my friend, used to do it like a month ago. And she would have the families of people who lost children there and tell everybody. You know, if your son or daughter's doing this, then they probably need help. Or, you know, whatever. Like, whatever they can offer. You know, and that's why we do this. You know?
Mm-hmm.
For, you know, addicts looking for recovery. And anyhow, we're going to get it to them. Treatment, 12-step fellowship, support, anything like that. That's why it's so great that you guys play ball. Because the guys I play in it, sober recovery league, and you can't play if you use.
Right. Yeah, I remember playing in that league.
Yeah.
I was in that league last year.
And, you know, it's It's just so unifying, you know. Yeah. And we have to be united against this thing, because the heroin epidemic is taking people out, and it ain't taking names.
Right.
You know, and that's what we're fighting. And you know, till they put the dirt on me, I'm going to continue to be an advocate for that. And you know, any venue like this, you know, at a family group, at a family, you know, session, where are you? We'll come. Ken and I said we were going to go to Michigan when they have this thing. And when I said that, I meant it, because that's what we do. You know, I mean, that's inspiring to people. I don't think it's that big of a deal, because I like to travel anyway, but everybody else does. Like, I went to a meeting last week, I was the speaker, and they said, thanks for, you know, driving so far and this and that. There's no place too far to carry this message. None.
Yeah.
That's right.
I've gotten to witness that, you know. You drove up to Williamsport, you know, for my uncle's memorial service. You know, it didn't matter. Like, you went to all lengths. You didn't have a car, and you borrowed someone's car to get up there. Like, you know, and like that, you know, when you say you're going to be there, like, that meant a lot to us. And, you know,
I'm glad it did, and that's why I was there, because I loved that. And I made a promise.
Well, you know, I mean, any more these days, I mean, all we have left is our word.
Mm.
You know, I mean, let's face it, we can all talk the balls off a pool table. So,
yeah,
you know,
okay.
Let's just make a statement. Hey, I'm going to show up. I'll help you. I'll give you a ride to detox. I'll take you to a meet. No, you're hungry? I'll get you something to eat.
I'll take you to the airport at 3 a.m. to catch your flight.
You know,
treatment.
I mean, whatever it takes. I mean, it's that's what it's all about, you know.
And that's what we do. I mean, and it's not a braggart thing. It's just what we do.
That's it. It's about being the message, Drew. You know, showing up tonight, being the message. You know, letting people know that, you know, help's available. That's what hope stands for. You know, helping other people every day. That's what it stands for.
Hold on, pain out.
That's it, man. You know, it's a perception, right, my brother? You know?
That's right.
I mean, it's, you know.
Absolutely.
I mean, look, I mean, you know, the people that have helped me over the years, you know, and have prayed for me. You know that little circle, you know, that let us pray for the sick and suffering addict? That was me. People were praying for me. I just didn't realize it. You know what I'm saying? But it's like there's power to that, you know, and we just want to continue to, you know, carry this message. If people call, we'll be there to help them. You know, if you need help, whatever. Johnny needs help. I need help. I know where to go. You know, it's about time that you know where your bread is buttered. This is where I belong. This is where you belong. You know why? Because you're here.
Yep.
That's as simple as it is.
Too good for that?
Not because you're supposed to. Or
right.
Look, I mean, back in the 80s, yeah, Mom, you know, I'm going to go to rehab for a while. I know I have a problem and you're embarrassed. You know? It wasn't like I was going to resolve anything.
No.
I was going to prevent.
I didn't get the point.
No, I mean,
I
thought I was having fun. You know? I thought, you know.
I didn't know what they were trying to do in there.
Yeah, you know. Well, why are you shooting heroin? Well, you know, it's a phase. I'll grow out of it. You know? I mean, it's no big deal.
Yeah, my mother used to ask me, why do you get high like that? And I got my face in the macaronis. Why do you get high like that? You're depressed? Yeah, maybe that's it. You know, no one, and still, no one realizes that.
No.
I mean, why did I get high?
Because you hated your life.
I hated myself, too. And I didn't feel like I measured up. Either I was better than somebody or less than. There was no same as ever in my life. And I felt different all the time. I didn't know why. And then when I got here, I found out why. So all the questions, all the answers to all the questions I had were here. How incredible is that? And I didn't even know what the questions were when I got here.
No, I hear you.
I just wanted to stop feeling the way I was feeling.
The absence of pain is what I was looking for. I didn't want to stop using. I just wanted the absence of pain. And I didn't know how that was going to manifest itself in my life.
So let me ask you something, Drew. Did you go to any kind of structured living? Yeah, tell us about what happened. I mean, I know you went to rehab and then went to baseball. You know. All right,
before you answer that question,
Johnny wants to take a break right now.
We reached the top of the hour.
Okay.
I just got to tell you, you're listening to www.coaradio.com. Johnny Rags and my co-host Ken McDonald. If you want to find out about all the good stuff we do here, www.cityofangelsnj.org. And before we go off tonight, Artie, you got to let me know the date of the run.
September 20th.
September 20th, the run for recovery. Where is that?
Mercer County Park.
Mercer County Park.
Where it was last year.
Yeah,
right.
same place as last year.
It was a beautiful day. I do remember the day.
There's so many other good things going on here. You, again, like I said, you can go on our website and find out and check it out. And, you know, maybe volunteer, maybe become a part of what we do here.
Absolutely.
The more the merrier. You know, everybody in there, there's so much love in this.
Volunteer meeting, July 14th.
The volunteer meeting for that date is July 14th at the Dwyer Center, which is here. I'm planning on being here next week. How about you, Ken?
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Kenny and I will both be here. You can meet us if you want us to sign autographs or have pictures.
All right, we'll be broadcasting live that day.
That's right.
From the race.
Oh, we will?
Yeah, we're going to be broadcasting there, so...
Yeah, we volunteered an hour for you, Ken, so...
All right.
Yeah, you're in. Thank you, already in.
Well, now that we know about it, we can plan it and mess it all up.
Take it easy.
I'd rather be spontaneous.
You need your cue card, all right?
This is something that's, you know, we really don't have a format or structure. This is sort of like we're having a conversation. And when we asked Drew to come, it was a spiritual invitation. That's what it is. You know, for someone to come here and share their life and maybe help someone that's listening. I mean, that's what it's all about.
Absolutely.
You don't know, but just showing up and then let the higher power work. That's how it works. You know,
I'll tell you what, you're getting so good at this, I could take a couple weeks off.
Boom, stop that now, man. That's, you know, we're a team, man.
I did go to Florida, and we broadcasted from there. I was telling
you. Yes, we did. Yeah, that was nice. That worked out.
Charlene showed up.
I think we should broadcast live from Vegas.
I'm in.
Vegas?
Okay. Should I get my ticket tonight when I go home? I'm in. By that time, Charles will be out of treatment and he'll fly us out.
He's
a pilot.
Yes.
So if you're listening, Charles, get better, my friend, so you can get back here and hang out with us. So getting back to your questions for Drew, I'm sorry.
Yeah, the question was...
We had business.
We had top of the hour and, you know, the word of the week coming up and
that's
all that.
That's coming up. We got time for that.
You know, one word to describe your life coming up. And we have a lot to put in this last half hour. But, just the process that you took, because part of the show is we encourage people to, you know, go to some kind of structured living. Mm-hmm. Because we think there's an opportunity for you to meet some people. And you did that in softball. You know, you got connected with a group of guys that were staying clean and playing ball, you know what I mean? And I think one of the traps early in recovery is, you know, when you leave a facility, you think you can handle certain things that are very difficult, like family pressures, work situations,
right.
You know, the things that you did to your neighbors. Mm-hmm. All that kind of stuff comes up.
They might not remember.
right, they remember.
And they remember, but I never did.
I was just kind of interested in knowing, like, the path that you took after, you know, after detox and, or rehab. You said you were in rehab for 30-some days?
I was in 19 days.
19?
You know, last time that I went to rehab back in 2013, I had all intentions to go to a recovery house, and I never made it there. I had better ideas.
Okay.
You know, leaving the meeting, I talked the best game in rehab. I knew what I was going to do. I had a plan. I had everything set up, but I knew I still wanted to get high one more time. And, you know, My wife got into an accident the day before I came home. I came home, she needed me there. She ended up in the hospital. So that opportunity met that obsession to go use, and I went and used for like 3-4 days instead of going to the recovery house.
Okay.
You know, it wasn't meant to be then. And, you know, I struggled for up until March of this year. I stayed clean for probably like 10 and a half months. I went out and used, and then I fought it ever since then, up until March. I finally got to the point where I was either going to end up in jail or I was going to end up dead. And I started reaching out for help. I called Johnny. He got me in touch with some people.
Okay.
You know, I ended up, you know, calling Camden County, getting funding through them, and, you know, I went to rehab. I was there for 19 days, and I did everything they asked me to do. I kept my mouth shut. I didn't get involved with other people there. I was just there and listened and took suggestions. Because I got to the point, I was so broken and so beaten, like, I didn't know where I belonged anymore. I just struggled. I knew that my way didn't work, and I knew that recovery did. I just didn't know how to get back there. And you know, every night I would go to my room and I would just pray to God, like, please put somebody in front of me. You know, talk about being spiritual. Like, for me, it doesn't matter what religion. It's my relationship. You know, good orderly direction, whatever it's going to be, like, it works for you. You know, I got out of there Friday morning at 6 a.m. I was home at my house by 6:30, you know, and got to see my kids and got my oldest off to the bus stop. And, you know, this time I didn't have the opportunity to go to a recovery house or to any sober living houses.
Okay.
You know, I believe in them 100%. I've sent numerous people to go there. You know, it just would have been hard for me. You know, I was allowed to come back home. Like, I still had that opportunity.
Right.
You know, some nice. People aren't fortunate enough to still have that opportunity.
Right.
You know, if my wife said, "Hey, you're not allowed to come home," and then I would have had no other choice but to go to one, and, you know, I would have done what I had to do and to get my family back and to get to where I need to be. You know, I've worked hard these last 4 months to get to where I'm at.
Yeah, so you've got yourself back. And
yeah.
Everything else has kind of fell into place, you know what I mean? So
yeah, I mean 4 months ago, I didn't think this was possible. You know, the things I've accomplished in the last 4 months, I've decided to go back to school for bachelor's in psychology. You know, I always had a passion, you know, for drug and alcohol. You know, and I never thought it was possible because I couldn't stay clean and sober. I just didn't think I was good enough to go back to school.
Okay.
You know, I always had low self-esteem. I'm not good enough to go to school. Well, I'm sitting here, you know, 4 months clean and sober, back in school, and I have an A average in school.
Nice.
For someone who didn't think that they were good enough to go back to school, you know, I've made that adjustment to work a full-time job, to participate in my recovery full-time, full-time father, you know, full-time employee.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have found a balance one way or another. Every
right.
day is a different challenge, but I give myself a pat on the back today.
Yeah, you should, man. It's really good to hear that people know too that you can get to the other side, man. You know,
absolutely.
I mean, let's face it. You know this squirrel factory's got a funny way of working things out.
Yes.
You know what I mean? You think you can't do certain things, and that's where you're making your first mistake.
Thinking.
You know? You're making your first mistake by thinking that you can't do something instead of just going through those steps, calling somebody up, calling that admissions office, getting back in school, you know what I mean? this is what you want to do, and kind of like selling them on your idea to get back in. And then when you get back in, well, of course, you have to stay in. So you're going to have to do some work.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I've been telling people, you know, for years, you know, you'll find a funny thing. It's always easy to get a job, but then try to keep it. Mm-hmm. You got to do the work. You got to show up on time. You got to participate. You got to be accountable. It's the same thing. I mean, recovery's a lifestyle. I mean, I'm accountable. You know, I'm in a good living situation with a good friend. But I always let them know what I'm doing. And, of course, we work together and we have a good relationship. Even though all those things one can take for granted, I still let them know. Like, when I went away, I sent them a message, hey, I got here safely. Did you ever wonder, like, if somebody was going somewhere and you didn't hear from them, if they got there, if they're okay? I don't know about anybody else, but I left my family and friends for years wondering what I was doing. And I know when you love somebody, you gotta let them know what's going on, because it's sort of it's a responsibility, like, you gotta do, you know what I mean? And I mean, those are just some of the gifts that recovery has given me personally. You know, the ability to communicate without feeling a certain way or thinking a certain way. You know what I mean? Wow, why make that call? He's busy anyway. Tonight his show's on at 10 o'clock. He's not going to answer the phone. You know what I mean? How do you know until you dial? You know, you just never know.
You don't.
You know? You just never know, so...
You know how crazy I am?
How crazy are you, Johnny?
I'm going to tell you. We've got a few minutes before we...
Well, we can always get to the word of the week and all. We can, you know, I mean, that's no rush. It's a great word, too, by the way.
Yeah? You Google that ahead of time.
Absolutely. Chance always favors the prepared mind, Johnny.
Oh, well, you're just... Yeah. Did you go to the library when you were down in
Atlanta? Well, I mean, you know, let me tell you something. My nephew, he's smart. I told my sister-in-law, I said, you know what? When I have a problem or a question, I'm texting in. Like this. Wow. And she says to me, yeah, he's got a good recall for things.
Recall?
Like, recall?
Euphoric recall?
I mean, it was great just to hear that. You know?
Yeah, I like that.
And it was so true. Like, he knew, and he was spontaneous about it. And you know what? He's a kid. He's not bullshit. It was true and real. But anyway, Johnny, tell us how crazy you are.
This is how crazy I am. I'm sitting here while you guys are bantering.
Bantering? I like that
talking.
Word.
Talking. By that I mean talking.
In a good way.
Bantering is actually bitching. But anyway. All
right. But we weren't doing that, Johnny.
No, I know that. That's why I said I couldn't find a better word. Anyway, I see this penny on the table. I show it to her, and I start to read it. Now, of course, the lettering is small. You know, me being as advanced in years as I am, I couldn't see everything on here. But it says, "In God we trust."
Yes.
Now, I read something the other day about why that... about why that is on there. You know why? I think it gets why that's on. It's on all the money. Dollars, pennies, coins.
I don't know. I'm not any good at guessing. I'm sorry, Johnny. In God we
all
trust.
Right, take a shot. What do you think?
I missed the question.
You didn't hear the question.
Are you paying attention?
Come on. You're doing your job over there? Cuz, come on. Anyway.
Are you taking a nap between?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, you got to go to work after.
That's right. He's got to work tonight.
I don't blame you for that. Right. So.
Anyway, why it says that is because we trust God with our money. Period.
Right. I never knew that.
That's why it says that. Now, one might think, oh, they just put that on there to sound good or something. I never really thought about why it said that. Until I read it the other day.
I thought
that?
It had Masonic ties.
Yeah, I mean, Johnny, that's pretty crazy of you to spend some time thinking about that.
I like zoned out and was reading this penny. Like, how much is that? Artie didn't give me the,
No, I mean, well, you know what? Through surrender and the gift of desperation, I've learned how to trust God, that I'm in the right place at the right time.
But the government trusts God with our money.
Yeah.
It's just useless information that our listeners can use. They'll stump somebody tomorrow at the water cooler. You know why it says that? So it can sound like genius because of what I just said. So,
a genius.
That's my contribution to the show.
Well, you've given so much more to the show tonight, John, than just that. I mean, just being here, your presence, your experience, your heartfelt comments, you know, it's genuine.
Thanks.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's why we're connected, you know what I mean? I'm out of the game, bro. I don't want to be involved in drama.
No, I don't.
I don't talk about people because it's really not worth it to me to even engage in anything like that. I mean, people want to talk to me about it, and I tell you, it goes in one ear and out the other, and I don't want to have nothing to do with it. Well, what do you think about that? They'll say to me, and I'm like, as a matter of fact, I haven't thought about it. Well, why not? Because it's not important.
Right.
What's important is the fact that, you know, we're here trying to let people know that hope and help is possible.
Absolutely.
That's what this fellowship
Definitely
is about.
Without a question.
You know, that's the only thing that's important. You know, and you can call, you can go to a meeting, you can see somebody at a place getting a coffee, you know.
Right.
I mean, I'm at the store with my brother on Saturday, and guess who comes up and talks to me?
Who comes up and talks?
A guy that was homeless for 14 years.
Wow.
And he had nobody to talk to, and he came up, and I gave him a cigarette.
You were the
because
magnet.
He was pulling cigarettes out of the trash.
You were the magnet.
I don't know. He was putting my life, and he was Tom, and he was a disabled veteran, and, you know, he was looking for some freedom in a 12-ounce can.
Right.
You know,
why do you think he walked up to you?
Probably because I was standing there.
Did you have on a pair of bright argyle socks or something?
No, nothing at all. I'm just a regular guy. You know that. Argyle socks. Well, you know, let me walk up to this guy. I'll hit him up for a few bucks or whatever. But actually,
it was internal, the attraction.
I don't know. I mean, I was just kind of standing there. You do now?
I do. Yes,
but it was
do.
Really nice. And my brother came out. My nephews came out of the store. And I said, hey, meet my friend Tom. I just met him. And I introduced him to him. And we were just talking for a few minutes.
Did you tell them that you invited him to the house for the barbecue?
No. I couldn't overstep that boundary. You know what I mean? No, I really couldn't. Plus Tom, I mean, he was looking for some pleasure in that 12-ounce can. And once he got that can, he was going to his happy place, he told me.
Nice.
You know, and I just let
God
him go. I mean, what am I going to do?
God bless him.
You know, it's like, but it was just, you know, it brought back all those times where I was standing outside a door asking people for some change so that I could get something to eat. But I was lying. I wasn't looking to get anything to eat. You know, when I'm using, I'm not buying food, and I'm not worried about meals. You know, it's that constant obsession to get the next one.
Absolutely.
You know, and I mean, it was pretty nice to kind of experience that.
I'm glad you shared that. That's really inspiring.
It is.
Because he was attracted to you in an invisible way.
You were that friendly face that
Yeah, you know, and I guess maybe that's the word I
came... You would have hoped for him.
Well, let me tell you something. The word of the week is inspirational, actually.
Wow.
You know, and I don't know
You know what? You got a knack for leading up to that word.
Well, I mean,
it has to be interesting,
right?
I love that style. Right?
Well, I mean, the word came to me at dinner. I was kind of thinking about the time. It was 2.5 years since I saw my brother and his family because this disease robbed me from the ability to go anywhere. In my mind, I was traveling. I'm going here, I'm going there.
It's like James
Let me tell you something.
In
my world was
I'm
four
going
bucks.
To Carolina.
you know what I mean? Yo,
that's why this
job,
is not a music show. That's great. Inspirational. I love that.
Yeah, it is, because you know what? I mean, my life has become inspirational. I mean, people have inspired me, and I hope that I inspire some people. When they ask me a question, I tell them the truth, whether they like it or not.
I have one prayer. One prayer. Every day. And I ask God to inspire me, funny you said that, and give me the ability to be able to help somebody today. Only prayer I have.
Nice. And you do just that, John.
Because
day
I don't,
in, day
well,
out.
If I don't ask, I don't have the ability to help somebody. Because of what you said earlier about being self-centered and selfish. I want to do that. I want to do my thing. And my thing doesn't consist of many things that are healthy, for lack of a better word.
Right. Yeah, so it's all about, you know, letting people know that, you know, help's available, you know.
Yeah.
Look at what you've done in a short period of time, Joe. I mean,
look,
could you imagine when it's 8 months and when it's 12 months? I mean, you know.
I love what you were saying about your friend Tom. Like, we don't get to, for me, I don't get to choose who I want to help. It's just put it in front of me.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, that's what inspires me to keep coming back every day. Like, who am I going to help today? Who is God going to put in front of me? You know, what can I do for them without expecting something in return? And
that's the magic of it.
Like, I fall short on that.
When you can do that, and in reality really do that, then that's a perfect place to be. That's nirvana. That's recovery nirvana, when I don't expect anything. Because like I said, I'm human, I'm selfish. While you were talking, I thought about a guy that I saw at a commitment last week. 350 milligrams of methadone. Never heard of such a thing. Anyway, his last dose was last Monday. I saw him Thursday night. And I shared my story. And he came up to me after and said, I'm thinking about going somewhere and get back on maintenance. I said, why would you want to do that after all you've been through in this last 4 days? He said, well, if nothing else, he said, I listened to what you said. And if that happened for you, it can happen for me. And I walked out. This kid was suffering. I mean, he was sick. And I walked out of there with tears coming down my face. And I said, please, whatever you do, stay here. I don't know what happened to that kid because I haven't been back there. But all I did was ask God to touch that kid's heart. And I know, now this is real good stuff, I know that I'm going to see this kid in the meeting sooner or later.
Mm-hmm.
And that was magic. That time stood still when I was talking.
Yeah, you planted the seed, man.
It was just incredible. And I was going there thinking, you know, I'm tired, I just got home. I just had enough time to get changed and go. And thankfully, it wasn't far from my house. So I went there, and I thought of, on the way there, I thought about 9 or 10 different excuses about why I didn't want to go. And when I got there, just like always, I was so, so glad. And that's the thing. If I put myself to the side and not think about my dumb ass, things work out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know what happened to that kid. I hope I see him. I don't know if I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
That's up to God. I did my job by asking God to help me do that. And now I get out of the way. I can't control it. And that's that. So I'm thankful that I'm able to share that with people. There's some
absolutely.
People listening, you know.
Yeah, people need to know that, you know.
Well, we're at that point where we talk about our one word.
Yeah, that's heavy, man. One word to describe your life? I mean, come on. How do you do that? know, but we're going to
do it every week.
Oh, we do, yeah, that's right. Well, I mean, I'm just saying, like, there's so many words that come to your mind.
This was such a great show.
You know, but Drew, let's, you know, you take the lead, man. It's your world. We're just playing in it right now, man.
One word that describes my life.
That best describes your life right now.
Wow, stumped. Oh.
Well, what it is you have too many words, Drew.
Right.
Because they all come together when you're asked that question.
There's not one word I can just pick.
Yeah, you have
to. Listening to his story, I'd have to say determination.
Very good, Artie.
Determination.
My man.
Come on,
determination, that's what I would get out of it.
Well, you know what, Art, stepping up to the plate.
Man,
thank
my
you
man,
very much.
Kicking it.
Great observation.
Ooh,
man. What do you think about that word? You got to say it.
I like that word, determination.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
One word to describe your life, determination for Drew. Mine's rewarding. Your turn, Tag. You're it, my brother.
So do I get to close us out, too? Oh, we got a couple minutes, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
He's
yeah.
got to put his glasses on.
I can't see. 2 minutes.
2 minutes. That's not enough time. We got to extend the show.
I have that power.
Okay, my word is magical. And, you know, I started to well up when I was talking about that kid, and I just, in my heart, I hope that he stayed. Like I said, I don't know if he stayed or not, but I trust God, and I know. He's got him in his arms and he's waiting to send him out into the real world clean. I mean, what kind of, how many people can this kid help? Oof. You know what I mean? So, great show next week.
Yes, yep. Mother, another, another great
stuff.
Show.
Yeah. Great show lined up. We got Hope All Day, which is a recovery center down in Egg Harbor Township. Good friend of mine, Chris McCumber. Anna Mullins, they're both, they help run that thing. Chris is the founder of it, and we're going to get them on the show.
Yeah, looking forward to it, yeah. I mean, they're doing
they have a lot
really,
of neat stuff,
you're
too.
Doing some magical stuff down there, Gary.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's very rewarding for determined people. Mm. I mean,
I love that.
You know, I mean,
man,
it's like, that's how it goes,
he's
you know? I mean, look, if you're not determined, I mean, come on, let's face it. You're going to give up. Addiction wants you to give up.
Exactly.
It doesn't want you to think you can make it.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's what was in my mind when I was driving to that commitment. Addiction.
Yep.
Turn around. Go home. You're tired. Yeah.
Right, yeah. They'll understand.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I know. I get it, man.
They won't
it's,
call you on that.
No, definitely.
So, like I said, we had a great show next week. What's going on this week? Anything?
City of Angels is playing at
Trent
Catholic Academy Sunday, 9 a.m. We have a doubleheader. We're on a run for the playoffs.
Nice.
You know, we've improved from last year, so we hope to see a lot of people out there. If you're new in recovery and you're looking forward to playing baseball next year, come out and check us out, 9 a.m. Sunday at Trent Catholic Academy.
Nice. Thanks again, Drew, for being on the show.
Drew,
thanks,
it.
Artie, for the incredible job you did tonight.
Appreciate it.
Thank you for sitting in.
Nice, nice.
We have a
nice
lovely
meeting
guest.
You.
I enjoyed the show. It was good.
Good. Thank you.
Informative.
Yeah.
And
I saw you throwing a few smiles over there.
Yeah, she laughed a couple times, too.
Yeah.
It was good. And if anybody has any questions, comments about the show, you can reach me at John Raggio at treatmentconnections.com.
Leave information on our blog.
Yeah, and all that info. Artie,
the blog. Yeah,
Artie's
gotta
an
start
info.
That stuff down
he's
right.
an info
yeah.
guy. He puts so much information. We went from this much to that much.
Hmm.
But you can't see me because we're on that radio. Anyway.
Right.
So we hope you join us next week. We got a really packed show for you guys. It's going to be fun. And again, if you want to reach me, or if you want to reach City of Angels, www.cityofangelsnj.org. And to join us next week, it's www.coaradio.com. You could go on the link if you missed tonight's show. And if you did, you're not hearing this now. So just go on our blog and you can get all the information.
Good.
Thanks for listening. Thanks, Drew, again.
No problem.
Thank you guys for being here.
You're welcome.
Be well.